This episode of the Jefferson Town Chamber podcast is brought to you by Signorama Louisville East, your total project management sign company, and by the city of Jefferson Town.
Buy, boost, and build. Those are the Jefferson Town Chamber's founding principles. The Chamber and the city of Jefferson Town work to make J-Town a great place to live, work, and play. Welcome to the Jefferson Town Chamber podcast. Now let's get into the show and hear what's going on in our great community. Here's your host, Rick Redding.
And it's another great day to be in Jefferson Town, Kentucky. This is the host of the Jefferson Town Chamber podcast, Rick Redding, the sixth time we've done this little exercise, and it's getting better every week, I think. I'm very excited to introduce you to some new guests this week, some very exciting things going on in the city of J-Town that I'm anxious to tell you about. First up, I want to tell you about some of the events that are coming up. And one that we certainly promoted last week, and we really want to get to some people out there and encourage you to participate in Trivia Night at the Jefferson Town Chamber. It's at the J-Town Community Center, and it is going to be a blast. It's sponsored by Republic Bank, and the money that is raised goes to the Going Beyond Scholarship Program in Jefferson Town. And that scholarship program raises money so that scholarships are awarded to adult learners who are currently employed by a chamber member business. You know, there's nearly 1,000 chamber members, member businesses, and this is a way to continue their education in higher education. So it's important to get some of these folks, help some of these folks get their college degrees, and it's a fun way to do it. The trivia contest, of course, if you heard last week's show, is hosted by comedian Bob Batch. He appreciates it. he's very funny, and encourage you to listen to last week's show if you want to hear some more about Bob Batch. But he's a local comedian. Spent some of his lived in J-Town for a while, and the event starts at 6 o'clock on Friday. This Friday, April 15th, the trivia starts at 7:00. And the you can form a team. It's $150 for a table of 8 players, or it's $20 a person. You can just come by yourself, show up, get on a team, and you never know, one of those teams might win. There'll be team awards. There'll be pizza. There's a cash bar, door prizes, and all sorts of fun things at the J-Town Chambers Trivia Night, April 15th. Be sure and come by. I'll be there. Hope to see you there. Now, a couple other events going on in town in April. You know, the whole city is gearing up for the Kentucky Derby. And the Kentucky Derby is late this year. It's actually on May 7th. It's always the first Saturday in May, but it is one of the later dates this time. So that means, I guess that means there's more time in April to party and have some fun. One big event that I talked about last week on the show was the Cozair Charities Hats for Hope event. Now, that is also occurring in J-Town at the Ramada over there. And you can go there, and for a modest entry fee, I think it's like $30, you can go in and select from a number of wonderful, I was in the hat room, the wonderful hats that have been donated. People like, a lot of times people wear a hat one time to the Derby, and then they don't ever want to wear it again, so they donate it to charity. This is a great thing. You can probably pick up a bargain over there if you go. I think I'm going to either go or encourage Paula to go and buy some hats. They have hats for guys there, too. So it's Hats for Hope benefits Cozair Charities. Our good friend Aaron Fowler, who was on the show last week, is in charge of that event over there. So that's a great one. And in J-Town, another big event on Saturday. Well, I think it's, it's April 15th. It's on a Sunday. It's called Arts for the Senses. It's up at the community center. You remember Rhonda Rowland was on the show, on the very first J-Town Chamber podcast. And it's a juried art event. So some high quality art in all sorts of formats, or sculptures, paintings, all sorts of things will be on display there. It's a great event. Bring out the whole family. Come out to the J-Town Community Center on Sunday, April 23rd, and see Arts for the Senses, part of the J-Town, the city of J-Town's arts program, which is fairly new and going strong. So, All right, who do I got on the show this week? This is a good week because it's very exciting about some of the things that are going on in town. And in the second part, my second guest is a guy named Dan Castowny, who is from Michigan, and he is, along with his brother, is a partner in the Jet's Pizza franchises. Now, you know about Jet's Pizza. They are located, they have one location on Hurstbourne in Stony Brook, right there in that shopping center that Dick's is in. It's a fine place, and as well as in Middletown. This is where Dan and I sat down and talked. In Middletown, surprisingly, I always thought of Jets as just a carryout place, but they've got a number of a nice situation, a nice facility there. They have TVs, a number of seats over at Jets Pizza in Middletown. It's in the corner there at Blankenbaker and Shelbyville Road, the same shopping center where the Walmart center is. And it's a really interesting story I'll be sharing with you with about Jet's Pizza and Dan and how it got started. There's some similarities, really, to the way Papa John's got started. But pizza is also a big thing in Michigan. And if you may or may not know, like Domino's and Little Caesars both got their starts in Michigan. So did Jet's Pizza, and they've been around for a little while, and it just came to Louisville a few years back, and they're growing. There's a new store under construction right now in Springhurst for Jet's Pizza. So anyway, you'll hear all about that in the second part of the show, but my first guest is Corey Sims, and Corey and his partner Tony Thomas are the guys who, if you drive around in J-Town, Annie, and you go up and down Taylorsville Road, you're always, you might be curious as to what's going on back there behind Moby Dick on Taylorsville Road. And they've just got their sign up in the last week. It's going to be called the Rec Bar. And I got to take a tour of the place. And if you remember it as the Bacon Bar or as Thirsty Ernie's or the Blue Mule, you'll recognize the building, but you won't recognize what's inside. They have dozens and dozens of video games. They're going to have a pool table, pinball machines. It's going to be a great place to go and hang out. And I talked with Corey, and he told me that, as you'll hear in the interview, they're targeting not like teenagers, but young adults and people who remember playing stuff like Pac-Man, I guess. But there's a lot of games. There's dozens and dozens of these games. You can go in there and play, but they're going to have a full bar, food and drink, some live music. It's all going to be a great addition to your options here in J-Town. You know, it hadn't been too many years ago you could go up and down Taylorsville Road, Watterson Trail, and not find a whole lot to do. But now there's plenty of restaurants. You know, last week we talked to Greg over at Third Turn Brewing. We've got a brew pub right over there in the city, in the square. Our friends, there's all sorts of things to do now. And the Rec Bar is really going to add to the options. So I thought you might want to hear the story behind Rec Bar and how it came to be. It's a fascinating story. And amidst all the construction last Friday, I went over there and talked to Corey, and we sat down on the newly expanded patio over there. And it's just going to be a great place. They have a grand opening set for April 15th, this Friday, in fact. So I'm suggesting maybe you go over there after trivia night, which is right up the street at the community center. So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure they're going to have a great crowd. It's going to be a big deal. The Rec Bar on Taylorsville Road, right there behind Moby Dick. Now here's my interview with Corey Sims.
This episode of the Jefferson Town Chamber Podcast is sponsored by Cinerama Louisville East and the City of Jefferson Town.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. We're really excited to be on here, and you know, I've been looking forward to being a big part of J-Town, so this is definitely a great way to introduce ourselves.
Well, there's certainly a lot of activity. We're here. There's a lot of people inside working, and boy, I don't think I've ever seen so many games.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Rec Bar, the name plays off recreation, so we wanted a spot that was somewhere to go when you get off work or you're just looking for something fun to do that's not at the house, and it all revolves around games. We want people to interact, be social, have fun, try and challenge each other to different high scores and stuff like that.
Okay.
And something we grew up on, so we wanted to turn that into a business concept.
Okay. Well, it looks good. Now, tell me about how this came to be. You and your partner, I guess, just were looking for a spot, and tell me the story.
Yeah, so myself and Tony Thomas is my business partner. We've worked together for almost 15 years. We met a long time ago at a place called Lucky Strike. Started working in the bar business together, sort of evolved through a couple different companies, and we decided one day we were going to buy a Golden Tee machine. We saw them everywhere, and we saw people crowding around them and getting excited and on them all night. So we said, let's not try and make a little money and buy one of these. That one Golden Tee spun into a Mega Touch, and that spun into a couple other machines, and now we're sitting on about, I think, close to 90 different machines that have all come from that first Wow. Golden Tee.
And my favorite, pinball. I saw three in there, and there's more coming.
Yep, we've got three in the building now. We're moving three more in. We have some. We have Teed Off, which is like a Caddyshack themed pinball. We have Big Guns, Road Kings. We'll have a wide variety of pinball machines, and we're always looking to sort of move some new stuff in and keep it fresh and, you know, kind of have that nostalgic feel for all the games.
Okay. Well, it's all exciting to see it going up now. It's getting ready to open. I understand that, is it April 15th you have your first event?
April 15th. We open the doors to the public at 9 p.m. that night, and then pretty much on the weekends we'll be opening up at 11 a.m., so that whole weekend we'll be going strong.
Okay. So I guess you expect your clientele to be young people, old people? What do you think?
It's we've talked about this a whole lot. I feel like our demographic is so wide, and it you know, maybe that's just confidence, but with the games that we're putting in here, I think our biggest target is probably 30 to 55, sort of that generation that grew up on the pinball machines and that first wave of arcades, all the way up to sort of my generation that grew up on the Sega Genesis and the Nintendos and the console games in the house. So we wanted that appeal to multi-generations.
Okay, and you got pool tables, right?
We'll have one pool table. We'll have ping pong, shuffleboard, some of those hands-on table games that everybody loves to play.
Okay. Now, tell me about the menu, because I know you've got a menu and a bar in this building. I guess we should say that this building, most people in J-Town may be familiar with it. It's behind the Moby Dick on Taylorsville Road, and next to a church, and it's been here a while. Most recently, the Bacon Bar. Why did you choose this location?
It's kind of an interesting spot. Before Bacon Bar went in, myself and Tony had actually come to look at the building. It went up for lease. We couldn't really get a hold of anybody, and it was sort of off the market really fast, so we thought it had come and gone. And then when it came up for lease again, we called that day, we got in, we looked at it, and it felt right. We knew that we had a vision of how we could tweak it to make it work to our concept. But it just, J-Town, we both live out here. It's our backyard. So we wanted to be in the community that we live in and really bring something unique and new that hasn't been done out here.
Okay. Well, it's certainly that. And it seems like there's a lot more places coming nightlife-wise in J-Town. You know, we've had the Third Turn guys on the show before. And Louie Louie's down the street has live music. A lot of these businesses around here. Do you think that maybe people can stay out here and party rather than go downtown or something?
That's the goal. I mean, it's this whole little corridor is really nice, and you know, I think we all see it full force at Gaslight what it can really be. But you know, Third Turn was definitely a great addition because it's like we said, it's something different. So having that bar that you can come try a bunch of different craft beer and having a brewery in the backyard is kind of cool. And I think all the restaurants that are already here, they've been around for a while, and we just want to enhance that and really hope that more people want to come out here and set up shop.
Okay, and you guys, I mean, the interior of this place, one thing that was left that you didn't change much is the bar. It's a really nice, huge bar, right?
Yeah, it's definitely it's a big space. It's a big selling point for the building. We sort of centered around that and sort of built our concept. We're kind of going for a little industrial, kind of rustic look inside. So a lot of exposed metals, a lot of aged wood, reclaimed wood. But that bar space was big, and you know, it's just very accommodating. So it fits our venue well.
Okay, well, great. Well, it's great to see you know, somebody young like you taking a chance and trying to build this business with Tony. And but you guys have. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you have a sort of interesting background. You worked in and around the city for the city of Louisville, right?
Yes. My most recent job before I dove into being an entrepreneur, I was with the mayor's office in Louisville. Okay. I was in the special events department. I did marketing and worked for events like World Fest, Light Up Louisville, Holiday in the City, which we just did this year with a big skating rink downtown. And so I had my hand and got to see a lot of really events that were centered around the community. Okay. So a lot of that sort of reciprocates back into our business model of really, you know, immersing ourselves and being as involved as we can from a business.
Well, plus being involved, I know that Lucky Strike, for those that don't know, is now the Sports and Social Club right there on 4th Street Live. You know, that experience must be valuable in running a show like this.
Definitely. Tony and I met at Lucky Strike. I became a corporate trainer with that company, so I got to travel around to Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and open up some stores and really see a corporate structure from the executive chefs out of L.A. to all the building a management team and doing all that. Tony was a fellow manager there, and then we both opened up Sports and Social Club when Lucky Strike left as part of that opening management team. So we've seen that entertainment side of things, the bar side of things, the high quality food. We've been immersed in all of it, so it's definitely set us up for success.
Okay, well, I'm just looking around here. Where we're sitting is sort of an outdoor patio that you've added on to, and there's going to be a lot of space outdoors as well.
Yeah, we expanded the patio out by another 250 square feet. We'll have about 8 to 10 patio tables out here. It'll have a full awning covering it up. We added a garage door where the old windows were. Mm-hmm. So we can open it up when the weather's nice and really have that open air feel. We've already discussed some live music, you know, some patio music series. Okay. Or things along that line. And then we're already game planning for how we can utilize the parking lot during Gaslight Festival and really, really do something big and do something fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's certainly going to be a great addition. I was looking at your sign. The first thing people are going to notice, I think, is the Rec Bar sign up here. Tell me how that came about, because it's very unusual.
Yeah, we sign shop for a long time. We looked at a lot of different options. You know, we've seen the channel letters and the backlit lighting, and just in all that search, I found this couple that's based out of the South, and they take these metal letters and they rust them, and they just create different sizes, and you can have them shipped in. And really liked what they did, and they came in, they looked phenomenal, and it was a vision from the beginning, and we really liked it, and it fits in with that sort of industrial and rustic look too.
Okay, well, April 15th, we're all going to get started here. Now this is it's been in the works a while. How long ago did you first start thinking about this?
We started, I guess, building shopping probably 2 years ago, trying to find the right location. The concept itself, probably about 3 or 4 years we've been working on it.
Okay.
We knew it was going to happen. We just didn't know when. And then all the pieces fell into place, and we had to really jump on it, and the time was right. So,
yeah, because I mean, I'm sure there's something like this somewhere else in the country, but it's certainly unique to Louisville.
We've got Zanzibar here. That's a really cool. They focus on a lot of the vintage pinball machines and do some live music and some old school arcade games as well. But this concept sort of came out of New York and Chicago and some of these bigger cities that we saw them do really well. But one aspect that a lot of those arcade bars didn't do was food. So we had a really strong restaurant background as well. So we saw how well they did with just alcohol and games. And we really wanted to layer in that food that sort of brought all the different demographics together. Because if you don't like food, you might want to drink. If you don't want to drink, you want to play games. And if not, if you want to do all of them, we've got them all in one spot.
All right. Well, that sounds great. We've got to wrap it up here, Corey, but looking forward to the opening. The J-Town Chamber, of course, you guys are members, and certainly we'll have a bunch of people out here and check out the place when it's done.
Yeah, so April 15th, we can't wait to see everybody. And if you're not able to get down that weekend, we'll be open for dinner and late night throughout the week and then all day on the weekend. So we're excited to be in J-Town and can't wait to host everybody.
I will be polishing up my pinball wizardry very soon to get in there at the Rec Bar and try out some of their new pinball machines, video games, all that stuff. Thanks to Corey for being a part of the show. You can see a picture of Corey out in front of the Rec Bar on the J-Town Chamber site, where you probably click to listen to this podcast, and it's great. So this part of the show usually is reserved for a segment we call Ask the Mayor with Mayor Bill Dieriff. The city of J-Town is a proud sponsor of this show, and we're glad to have them. Unfortunately, I've been out of town, and the mayor has been busy, so we weren't able to get a new question recorded for the mayor, but we will be back, I guarantee, next week with a new question for Ask the Mayor. I've got several questions already lined up. If you are a member of the J-Town Chamber and want to ask the mayor a question on the show, just get in touch with me. You can contact me through the chamber's office at 502-267-1674. You can probably get with Megan, and she can get you in touch with me, and we'll get your question on the air for the mayor. It'll be great. So the other sponsor of the show right now is Sonorama Louisville East, one of the proud J-Town Chamber businesses. Wendy and Lloyd are over there, and you can call them at 502-454-4321. You know that signage is the first thing. 50% of your new customers first learn about your business from on-premise signage. That's right there on the Sonorama East website. You can go there and see all the list of services that Lloyd and Wendy provide. Lloyd was on this show a couple weeks ago, so you can go back and listen. Great thing about this podcast, anytime you are curious and you want to hear what was going on or what a guest had to say, you can go back. And right there on the J-Town Chamber podcast website, on the J-Town Chamber website, you can see the podcast page and see all the collection of shows. So we're happy to do this. I think the only chamber that I know of, certainly the only one in this area that has its own podcast, it's the Jefferson Town Chamber podcast. There's some other things going on in town I wanted to tell you about. If you know, there are activities going on almost every week sponsored by the J-Town Chamber. And one thing they do for new businesses is they have ribbon cuttings. And there is a new Fire Fresh Barbecue restaurant going in on Blankenbaker Lane, Blankenbaker Parkway. Ribbon cutting for that is on April 18th at 11 a.m. Now, if you go to any of these ribbon cuttings, you may know, if you've ever been, that it often involves some free food. So it might be worth going out there welcoming this new business to the J-Town community. That's Fire Fresh Barbecue. It's on Blankenbaker Parkway. That's coming up on the 18th. And you can watch the J-Town Chamber podcast or the J-Town Chamber website to find out when other ribbon cutting events are taking place. Also, every month, the last Wednesday of every month, the chamber hosts a get-together called the Business Blast, and it occurs the last Wednesday of every month, 4:30. This time, it's going to be at the GOAT, and that's in the apartment complexes. It's out off Shelbyville Road. You can see them from the highway, see them from 265 for the Snyder, and it's called the GOAT. It's a great place. I've been there several times. You're going to enjoy going there and meeting with all the J-Town people. I tell you, the Business Blast this year, I'm certainly not taking credit for it, but we've had one at the Third Turn Brewing, and we had one at Provence Brasserie, and this one, I tell you, the crowds at the Business Blast have been great. So you don't want to miss out. If there's anybody you want to catch up with, do some great networking, that is the event to go to. All right. So next up on the show, we're going to talk pizza. And I love pizza. And in fact, my son Luke, who's 18, we have a little program we call Pizza Club. And we go around to different pizza places in town and sample what they have. So we've tried a bunch. We're going to Jets next. Jets Pizza. I talked to Dan right there at their store in Middletown. It's right on the corner of Blankenbaker and Shelbyville Road. The Jets Pizza store is a great one. And I encourage you to listen to this and find out. There, if you have an event coming up and you want to have a lot of pizzas delivered, Jets is the place to go. You can find out all about Jets in my interview coming up right now.
All right, today we're at the Jets Pizza over on Blankenbaker at Shelbyville Road. I'm with Dan Downsy, one of the owners, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Welcome to the show, Dan.
Well, thank you.
All
good
right.
To be here.
Jets is really, this is a really cool location. They're seating here, and, you know, I'm familiar with the delivery, which is always great. But you know, a lot of people say there's a lot of pizza joints. Why did you come to Kentucky and get in the pizza business?
Well, we first came to Kentucky knowing that pizza was a good market. If you just look at the number of pizza places there is, and with Papa John's is our biggest competitor, we figured, you know, he has 30 stores in town. We could come into town and the pizza business would be pretty good. Okay. And so with our quality of product, you know, we tested out the, you know, market and number of households, and
yeah,
town seemed to look good.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people not familiar with Jets. It just came into the market, what, a few years ago? And tell me about what makes it different.
Yeah, Jets, we've been in town now for just over 3 years. We make everything in-house. So we make our own dough fresh every morning. We have, you know, two different kinds we make. We make our famous deep dish style, which we cook in a pan, and is called Detroit deep dish style. Very, you know, different from a lot of style pizzas around here. And then we do make the traditional hand-tossed style as well. But then as far as our ingredients, you know, we make our own pizza sauce. We grind our own cheese. We cut our own vegetables.
Wow.
And we use the highest quality ingredients that are available to us.
Okay. Well, it sounds... I'm getting hungry here talking to you. Tell me, now we're talking to the J-Town Chamber, and you've done a lot since you've been in town with the Chamber, sponsoring events and being involved in things that are going on. But for those who don't know, your locations are where?
We have two locations in town that we're affiliated with. It's the Middletown location, and we call it the J-Town location. It's on Hurstbourne Lane and 6 Mile.
Okay. And, yeah, and it's very convenient. You know, a lot of people know where that is and all that. So in terms of your involvement, I was interested in the backstory because you and I guess it was your partner.
My brother, yeah.
Your brother.
My brother, yeah.
You guys came here from Michigan for this.
Yeah, that's
right?
Correct. Yeah, we were born and raised in Michigan. Actually, when I turned 14, my parents told me I need to get a job. And there was a Jets Pizza just down the street. So I rode my bike down there and applied, and I got a job. And so I've been working at Jets now for almost 12 years.
Wow.
And
12 years. So I'm good at math. That makes you all of like 26, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, 26 and operating a thriving business, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So
how you like Kentucky? You moved to, you know, a different change of location and climate?
Yeah, there's definitely ups and downs. The weather is definitely, everyone says the weather's crazy here, but it's not any crazier than Michigan. It's warmer. I mean,
yeah.
It just snowed through 2-3 inches in Michigan this week. And so weather's definitely better. And I play golf occasionally, and I've never played golf in December and January, and I have this year. So
I know. I saw you on the golf course once over there. But the story of Jets is like a lot of chains have great stories about the founder. You know, everybody knows the Papa John story. What's the story behind Jets?
Biggest story behind Jets is there was two brothers, John and Eugene, and Eugene was the older brother.
And their name was actually Jet, right?
Yeah, their last name is Jet. Yeah,
okay.
With two T's, but then they dropped one to make it Jets Pizza. He was going to go buy his first house with his wife, and drove by a building and saw for sale on it, and he ended up buying the building and opening a party shop instead of buying a house.
Wow. And you were telling me the evolution of the menu, that they dropped some things, but, you know, compared to most pizza places that I'm familiar with, you guys have a lot bigger menu.
Yeah, our menu, they shrunk it, and it's actually been growing a lot lately for demand. You know, a new thing on our menu is the gluten-free pizza. Seems to be a nationwide demand is going gluten-free, you know, whether it be a disease or it be a diet.
Sure.
So we've added that to our menu, and a lot of new specialty pizzas, and just trying to hit every member of the family at every age. what their taste buds, you know, like.
Yeah, that sounds great. I do this thing called Pizza Club with my son, so this is going to be the next place we come for that. You said that, but you know, just going back to the menu, the salads are on there, but most pizza places don't have, like, sandwiches.
Yeah, we have sandwiches, we have wings, and even down to the simple of our sides, like our salads, we make fresh to order. We take the lettuce, you know, we hand-pick the vegetables and the meats, and we make it right when you order it, and you can even watch us make it right in front of you.
Okay. And for people in J-Town, I guess, no matter which end you are on, your delivery area covers,
About covers most of town. And there is more and more locations opening to try to cover more and more town. You know, this year we're going to open a new location in the Springhurst area. That'll be off Westport Road and Fry's Hill.
Okay. Yeah, so when's that going to come up? That's on the way, right?
Yeah, the store, we start construction in June. Looking to open sometime in September or October with no holdups.
Okay. And there's another, just thinking of the Jets name, there are other Jets in town that have other ownership.
Yeah, there's three other Jets in town. Still the same name, still the same great product. And trying to cover the whole Louisville, try to serve everybody in Louisville.
Okay. So you guys have been part of the J-Town Chamber since the start. What are your kind of favorite events, or what do you get out of the being a member of the Chamber?
We get a lot out of the Chamber, not only business for, customers. We get a lot of great, relationships and, a lot of people, and especially other business owners, they really want to help people out, especially when we moved to town. We didn't know anything about Louisville, anything about the area. And we've got business owners that have been in, not only lived here all their life, they've been in business here for, 10, 20, 30 years, are giving us tidbits on, how to promote our business and what events we should try to, go to and help us out with the area. So we've done a lot of business, golf networking, anywhere where, a group of people get together, we can try to provide pizza, and then that's a place for them to, hey, I was at this event and I tried pizza.
You're never unpopular when you show up with a bunch of pizzas.
Yeah, we provide a lot of free pizza to a lot of events. Anything we can try to get the name out, because if, any people, even if one person at that event has never tried Jets, picking up a customer, it's always worth it.
Yeah, I tried. I remember I was at the Business Expo and got a slice. I'm curious about a big event like that. How do you plan for that, and how much pizza did you give away at the Business Expo?
The Business Expo, we only gave away about 10 to 20 pizzas during the expo, but we gave away a lot more in free parties, because everyone that mostly goes to the expo is affiliated with the business in some way, mm-hmm. whether they're a manager or part of the team or they're part of ownership. We just need someone, to get their hands on something for free, because then they, can get in contact with, hey, let's order pizza for the whole company. And that's where the Business Expo really helps us out. We do a lot of free business lunches. Any business, I went this year, there's a ton of businesses I'd never seen before from previous years, because we've done the Business Expo for 3 years in a row. And I'm just like, here's a free lunch, we'll cater it to your office, and then hopefully they'll be a customer.
Careful, you're going to get a lot of people wanting free food, including me. But certainly a great way to grow your business. You got to get people to sample it and see that it is different than other pizzas that are on the market, I think. So, and you were telling me that most of the locations, this is an exceptional location. We got plenty of seats in here.
Yeah, this location has up to 55 seats, and the actual J-Town location has up to 20 seats. But most stores are carry-out delivery. We specialize in delivery. And delivery is always popular with sporting events, any kind of sporting events, and then any kind of bad weather when people don't want to leave their house, rain, storms, snow. We do a lot of deliveries in that kind of situation.
I was curious about this because I order like the same thing everywhere I go, but are people still, is pepperoni like still the most popular?
Yeah, pepperoni is still the most popular, and Italian sausage is pretty much the second popular. It seems to be more of the meats are going more than the veggies lately.
Mm-hmm.
But pepperoni
sort of goes against the whole health idea, right?
Yeah. It definitely see a lot of different trends from year to year, but pepperoni is still always number one.
yeah, yeah. Well, people don't always do what's good for them.
Yeah.
McDonald's is still open.
Yeah.
Serving that bad stuff. So we stay away from that, but there is a healthy option here.
Yeah, we do have healthier options, yes.
And so that's great. So what do you got coming up with? I know the new store's opening, but I'm sure you're going to be involved in some of the chamber events.
Some chamber events a lot of this summer, a lot of the golf events, and then other events we try to get involved in is pool parties. All the neighborhood pools, we try to just, get Jets out there because that's where a lot of kids like to order. And, once kids get out of school is when they, a lot of times they get more free time, and
yeah.
Mom and Dad just say, here's our credit card, get your food for the day. So try to find locations where kids are, parks and any kind of events that are going on.
Yeah, that sounds great. So back before we conclude, let's just go back to your brother came here with you from Michigan.
He's older, yes, okay. Correct.
And what was the impetus for choosing Kentucky, I guess, out of
we had
working little, there at Jets in Michigan, right?
Yeah, we had a little bit of help with Jets corporate office. They were really great in getting your location starting and picking a location, and we wanted to be closest to home so we can still visit family, and this was the closest city that could do multiple locations that didn't already have a Jets, because Jets was already in every major city in Ohio and Indiana. And so this was the closest that didn't have any Jets locations currently.
Okay. So Louisville's been good to you then?
Yeah, so far.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you here. Glad to have another pizza option, and all the food's great. So thanks, Dan, for just being on the show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast, brought to you by Signorama Louisville East and the City of Jeffersontown. Tune in every week with Rick Redding as he spotlights the awesome community of Jeffersontown, Kentucky.